Chris, today we're going to be doing some stuff in a virtual machine, such as a registry backup and restore point. And are we installing some software as well on this one?
And can anybody tell me why we're doing it in a virtual machine?
So that we can play with it.
Yes, but what's the other advantage of the virtual machine?
Not going to interfere with your host machine.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
yes.
If we break anything, we just have to reload the virtual, and we don't have to worry about installing Windows on the main computer again.
So for you who want to mess around with these things that are in these labs, and you don't want to ruin your only one and only sacred computer, you want to be looking at VMware, and we'll be using this a lot in ITU2, so that people don't break their only computer. So back over to Chris and Geraldine, and we should probably say who's here. We've got Chris, we've got Geraldine,
hello,
Jake, who's not going to say anything. We've got Trevor.
Morning.
We have Sue.
Hello there.
We have, who have I missed, Gordon?
Jake.
Me.
I already said Jake, but he didn't say anything. And that's everyone, I think. And Kerry, of course, who's me.
And Glenn.
And Glenn.
And Glenn.
And Topaz.
Yeah. Okay. So in this lab, you will create a restore point and return your computer back to that point in time.
Well, first of all, we'll boot the virtual machine.
Okay, at the moment we've logged onto the computer. So to launch VMware, we simply open that. We've got an icon on the desktop, so I'll switch to the desktop.
Windows E. Windows F, desktop, folder, new, list, new, Microsoft Outlook, 2012. To move the items, use the arrow keys. V, Ventrilo. V, VMware Server Console. Enter. VMware Server Console. VMware Server Console. Connect to host dialog. Select the VMware host that you want to connect to access virtual machine on the local computer you are using. Select local host to access virtual machine on the network host. Select remote host and enter the host name and the valid user name and password. Local host radio button check. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus L.
So we just want to log on to the local host, which is this computer. We can use remote host and actually log on to virtual machines hosted on another computer. That's not something that we're going to cover today.
Add OK button to activate red space bar. Space.
Okay,
VMware Server Console.
Now, I've already got a Windows XP professional image loaded up in this. So what we're going to do is we go to the power menu.
I should go to the file menu and make sure that that's the one that's open.
Alt F, context menu to navigate red up or down arrow. Who's up menu?
Go down.
Open dot 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 control plus OO. Enter. Leaving menus. Open virtual machine dialog. OK button to activate red space bar. Add, cancel button to activate press space add, browse dot 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 button add, read only edit to open the virtual machine in the console, select from the list below and click OK, use your reading key to read the text. Add, read only edit to open the virtual machine that is not in the list, click browse and select the virtual machine configuration file from the local or network drive, use your reading key to read the text. List 1, list 2, window add, OK button,
so
add, shift add, list 1,
there.
List 2, Windows XP Professional, see virtual machines, Windows XP Professional, Windows XP Professional, not
the end,
one of
the
run, to move light
virtual machine, and where the settings file is. So once we've selected the one we want,
OK button,
the OK button.
Space, local host, VMware Server Console.
One question. Does it have to be XP Professional?
No, you can run about 13 different operating systems.
But XP Home would do for those that don't have Professional?
Yes, in fact you could run DOS on it. In fact I have a virtual machine that has a copy of Wacky Wheels and DOS. So it doesn't matter. But XP Home would do for this lab. This is not specific to Professional.
Yeah. For this exercise we're just using the virtual image of XP that we got from the QCAT website.
And you'll be provided with those virtual images so you would have Professional. Now there are two ways to boot the machine. The long and tedious way is to go to the power menu, but because the menu bars don't talk particularly well with JAWS, Control B might be a bit quicker.
Control B, power on.
And if you were standing here, you would be able to hear the hard drive is now making noises, but if you weren't standing here, you would have to make sure that your hard drive was making noises. Virtual machines do not go beep unless you unmute your PC speaker. But if you do, they will go beep.
Okay. So the XP virtual has now booted up and is on the welcome screen. So
wait for JAWS.
Okay, so we're in JAWS on the virtual now. So to switch to the virtual is Control G.
Control G.
And for this lab, the password is just user.
Start. Enter. activation dialog. Start activation button. Your computer might be at risk for an MED 7.5.4469. The update. Witness will not fix this problem.
Okay, so we've only got the demo version of Jaws on here at the moment, so that'll run for 40 minutes.
Activation open. Activation exit button. Space.
Exit button. Should I slow the speed down a bit?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Alt tab, Jaws. Menu bar, menu options, menu, voices sub menu, V, global adjustment, dot, enter, read menu, global voice settings, 9, 8, 106, left, right, sliders, 50%, 40%, Jaws.
Slowing that down for people who aren't used to it so fast.
Yeah. Okay, we are now in the virtual machine.
So we can start reading black.
Yeah.
Okay. recommended equipment.
Yeah,
is that relevant?
You want a computer one running Windows XP.
And XP installation CD. Okay. Step one. Click Start. Then go to All Programs. Then Accessories. Then go to System Tools and System Restore.
Okay. Now we are running the classic menu, so we will be going Start Programs, Accessories, System Tools.
Start menu, set program access and Windows catalog. The Windows update, program submenu E. Accessory submenu A. Accessibility submenu A. Communication sub entertainment submenu. System Tools submenu S. Backup B.
And after System Tools.
Okay, then you click.
System Restore, you want to
know. Yeah, create a restore point.
Security Center S. System Information S. System Restore S. Enter, leaving menu, start button, to open, press enter. Restore my computer to an earlier time, radio button check. Zero items. Restore my computer to an earlier time, plus our
radio
button check. One of two.
And it's saying restore my computer to an earlier time. No, not yet. We want to actually create a restore point if I'm guessing the lab correctly.
Yep. Click next.
Create a restore point. Alt plus E. Add text creator button. Shift tab. Restore my computer to an earlier time. Radio button.
First time we turned
on. Point. Alt plus E. Do a two. AV radio button. Check restore my computer to an earlier time. Alt.
And you've got an AVG dialog sitting open in the background, I think. That's
obscure. Dialog. Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Updates are ready for your computer. Click here to download these update volume. Anti-virus colon internal virus databases out dash of dash date. Hold on. Context menu. Launch AVG control center. Check for updates. C. AVG read dash on. Launch AVG test center. N. Quit AVG control center. Q. Enter. Leaving menus. Yes button. Set space. System restore. Restore my computer to an earlier time. Radio. Radio button. Not check. Create a restore point. Alt plus E. Alt D. Create a restore point. Radio button. Not check. 2 of 2.
Now to check the radio button, you have to press space bar.
Space.
Next.
Tab. Next creator button. Space. Restore point description. Colon edit.
What's it want us to call the restore point?
Okay, so you got your restore window there. It actually doesn't say. Okay. In the restore point description field, type application installed.
There are no this restore point cannot be changed after it is created. Before continuing, ensure that you will type the correct name.
Click create.
He's got to turn forms mode.
I was
on
just
going to
say, you're not in forms mode.
No, you're not on the edit field. Back on the edit field.
Grab at the top, restore point description, call it edit.
Now you can enter.
Enter, forms mode on.
Let's see, now you can type.
Application installed.
A-E-E-L-I-C-T-R-O-N space I-S-T-A-L-L-E-D.
It says the current date and time are automatically added to your restore point.
Now you can press the number pad plus key to get back out of
forms mode. Forms mode on. Virtual PC cursor.
Then go down to arrow down.
Tab. List back button. Tab. Create button. Space. Close alt plus C button.
And then step three, the restore point created window appears, and then you click close.
It says new restore point, Wednesday 11th of June 2008, 9:56 a.m. Application installed. So now we're just getting the close button.
Tab,
correct.
Help link, grab it. Tab, help link. Tab, home button.
You were on the close button.
Shift tab, help link, grab it. Shift tab, close button. Space.
Yeah.
Step four, click start, control
start
panel,
set program access at default.
Add
remove
or remove
right,
programs.
Panel, S, setting submenu, S, control panel, C. Enter, leaving menus, start button, to open, press enter, control panel, list view, A, add hardware, A, add or remove programs, enter, add or remove programs, tool, list box, Adobe Flash Player, 9 ActiveX.
Okay, we're in add or remove programs.
So you've clicked the add or remove programs.
We're in there,
right? Yeah. Okay. Step 5, click add, remove Windows components.
Alt-W, Windows XP setup dialog, please wait, Windows components wizard dialog, components, colon, list box, accessories, and utilities, 1 to 14, to move to an item, press the arrow key, Alt-C.
What does it want us to do?
Okay, click the Internet Information Services, IIIS checkbox.
Indexing service, Internet Explorer, Internet Information Services, left parent, is right parent.
We don't have install media handy. This is going to crash and burn. and then we're going to install it, and then we're going to roll back, and it's not going to be there.
Mm.
We're stuck.
So you needed that to be added to the machine?
No, you'd actually need the actual install ISO, and if I put the install ISOs up on the server, I'm violating copyright, and Microsoft's going to track me down. Because you actually need the install media for Windows XP to be able to install Internet Information Services.
Oh, okay.
But if I put that up on the... Or something else we could do, maybe we'd uninstall an existing component.
Yeah, and reinstall.
And then roll back, because I don't think we want to add into...
MSN Explorer.
Get rid of MSN Explorer.
MSN Explorer,
yeah,
let's get rid of that. It's always a good thing to do to your computer.
Has to uncheck the...
Add left back button to activate tab. Next greater button to activate space. Wheeling when setup configures the components. This may take several minutes depending on the components selected. Cancel button to activate press space bar 0%. 56%. Completed the Windows Components Wizard. You have successfully completed the Windows Components Wizard. The close this wizard. Click finish. Finish button to activate press space space. Windows XP setup dialog. Please wait .. Please wait .. Add or remove programs. Toolbar. Add / remove Windows Components button to activate press all F4. Control panel. List new. Add or remove programs. 3 of 30. The move item the arrow keys.
So we've just uninstalled MSN Explorer. We've somehow realized that that's not a good thing to do. I have no idea why. And we are deciding to roll our machine back to the point before we installed MSN Explorer. So...
All that forward. Pause.
We'll go back into the restore
start
point.
Start menu. Set program access at default. E. Program submenu. E. Accept enter. Accessibility submenu. S. System tools submenu. S. Enter. Backup. B. S. Schedule tasks. S. Security center. S. System information. S. System restore. S. Enter. Leaving menus. restore my computer to an earlier time. Alt plus R radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Okay, so...
So
we want
add next greater button. Space. Page has two links. System restore left parent step 1 right parent select the restore point link graphic help link help the following calendar displays and bold all of the dates that have restore points available. The list displays the restore points that are available for the selected date. Possible types of restore points are : system checkpoints left parent scheduled restore points created by your computer right parent. Manual restore points left parent restore points created by your right parent. And installation restore points left parent automatic restore points created when certain programs are installed right parent. 1. On this calendar click a bold date. 2. On this list click a restore point. Left button June 2008 greater button. Table with 7 columns and 7 rows. Mount 2 went through rise at sun 26 27 28 29 30 31 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15.
Okay, we get the idea. It's calendar.
Well, I think below the calendar, there's actually, it defaults to the current day, and there should be a list of restore points below the calendar.
Yeah, there is. We've got the 9:56 a.m. application installed, which is the one we've installed today.
Tab, table, column 1, row 5, tab, out of table, shows the previous tab, shows the next day, tab, 9:56:43 a.m. application installed. Listen.
Is that selected?
Tab, left back button, tab, next greater button, space, next greater alt plus end button.
Selected restore point, Wednesday 11th of June, 9:56 a.m. application installed.
And if you'd used your arrows, you would have been able to read that, just for people who might be wanting to read that window themselves, because it looks like an Internet Explorer window, except it's not. Like, it doesn't have the toolbars, but it is an HTML window that they use in this application, so your virtual cursor will be functional.
Not cursor.
No, your virtual cursor, just your
quick virtual PC cursor.
Just the arrows.
Cancel Alt plus C button. Next greater Alt plus N button. Let's back Alt. 9:56 a.m.
application.
Selected restore point, colon. Wednesday, 2008.
Bless you, Trevor, on the recording.
Let's just do that again.
Selected restore point, colon. Wednesday, 11th, 2008. 9:56 a.m. application installed. Blank. This process does not cause you to lose recent work, such as saved documents or email, and is completely reversible. Blank. During the restoration, system restore shuts down Windows. After the restoration is complete, Windows restarts using the settings from the date and time. Listed above. Blank. Important colon before continuing. Save your changes and close any open programs. Blank. System restore may take a moment to collect information about the selected restore point before shutting down your computer. Tab, left back button, tab, next greater button, space.
So it's...
I don't know how to restore, does it remember? Is that one of the memories? No, Windows has a program in that's new in Windows XP called System Restore, and System Restore takes various snapshots of your system's configuration at various times, and it can then take your machine backwards and forwards as far as programs are concerned.
How does it know to get MSN back?
Well, it took a list of what was on the computer at 9:56 when we told it to, and we actually are going back to the point that we took.
So as MSN was on there at that time, it's obviously going to be back there.
However,
so
it doesn't work with everything. It only works with programs and registry settings. It doesn't work with the document you wanted last Thursday.
That's a pity.
Anyway, it's computer programs like iTunes and all that.
yeah, things that have been installed, and yeah, it doesn't work on Data France. Apple's Time Machine, Woohoo Macintosh does, and you can plug your external drive into your Mac and it'll back up all sorts of things. Although, as one very famous movie star found out, watch out, people, don't steal your drive along with your Mac when they wipe it off your office desk, because that way your Time Machine backups will go with it.
Is that the lab done?
No, not quite.
Okay.
Is it thinking about things at Christmas?
It seems to have disappeared.
It did have a turn.
It's on the desktop, yeah.
Yeah, just on the desktop, it seems to have closed. We'll just check to see if MSN Explorer is installed.
Start menu, internet, weather base, home, install app.
Sorry.
Unit menu, install E. Start menu, set low window catalog. The window up, program documents, settings, sub menu, F, install app, enter. Unit menu, infinity. Add or remove program, enter. Add or remove program, full power, W, full power, list box, Adobe, flash, player, 9, active X, list box, Adobe, flash, player, 9, active X, Windows XP, setup, F, management, and monitoring, tool, message, queuing, MSN Explorer.
No,
it's not checked, though. That's just for list.
Oh, okay.
So it's not actually installed.
So the
something
in case Windows XP set up dialog, add or remove step forward, install step forward, pause. Start menu, set E, accessory, sub enter, accessibility, S, sys, S, synchronize, S, S, system, full, sub enter, S, schedule tasks, security, set, system, information, system, restore, S, enter, leaving menu, restore my computer to an earlier time, ready, tab, next greater, but tab, cancel button, tab, held link, crash, shift, shift, tab, next greater, but space. Page has two links, system, restore, left, parent, step one, right, parent, select the restore point, link, graphic, held link, up.
We've got two things here now. We've got 9:56 a.m. application installed and 10:01 a.m. restore operation, which is what we had just done. However, it hasn't restored MSN Explorer.
So let's do the 9:56 one again. Just
select the
date.
Tab shows the previous month. Put your tab. Held link. Tab shows the previous month. Put tab. Shows the tab. Table. Column 1. Row 1. Mount 2. Tab. Out of table. Shows the previous tab. Shows the next day. Put tab. 10:01:58 a.m. Restore operation. 9:56:43 a.m. Clickable application installed. Clickable. Space. 9:56:43 a.m. Tab. Left back button. Tab. Next greater button. Space. Next greater alt plus N button. Space. Job. Dialog. The navigate new tab. Dialog. Navigate new tab. Window pop up.
That sounds better. Which we never didn't get that before, did we?
So if system restore says it is going to restart but doesn't,
come on,
then
system restore, it says restoring settings.
Mm-hmm. That's good, that's what we want to hear.
You can hear the drive going at the moment.
As
and now the
things,
machine is reset.
Sometimes things don't go quite to plan.
Once this boots up, it, MSN Explorer should be back on there.
For Windows is ready.
Is still fine.
Windows logon, password edit,
well,
time attack.
As fine as a Windows machine ever is.
Start, 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 start. Enter.
Actually, probably the easiest way to check whether MSN Explorer is on there is look in the start menu. Because you can't actually read the check state of the boxes with yours.
Alrighty.
But we will get a dialogue in a minute from System Restore to tell us that it's done what it was meant to do.
System restore. Okay, alt plus O button.
Now
Mac. Virtual Mac. Undo this restoration. Choose another if this restoration Mac. Apple went to your computer has been successfully restored to colon. Wednesday, 11 June 2008. Application installed. Mac. If this restoration does not correct the problem, you can colon. Choose another restore point. Undo this restoration.
Okay, so it says it's been successfully restored.
Space. Tab. Shift tab.
All time we get into the OK button.
Although.
Yeah.
Desktop, folder view list view, not selected by documents, 1 of 7, to move the item view the arrow keys, desktop, to move the items, press the arrow keys, activation dialog, start activation button, near tab, activate tab, exit the space.
Internals activation,
start menu, set program key, accessory, sub menu, A, AVG, re-editions, game, sub menu, JAWS 8.0, sub startup, sub internet, explore, MSN, M.
There we go,
yeah.
It's back.
Excellent.
There we go.
Well,
so
there
done.
We go.
Well done.
Okay.
What's
that, Liv? Right, let's stop that one.
Good night.
We'll take a tea break.